Really, you have to tell me la avoidaches. The Ravada, this Mishnah, the next Mishnah, is talking about one avoidum. Now, it's b'shar shchitum. You had in mind to shecht it for the five people that could eat and for the five people that can't eat. And still the din is that's kosher. That's the chiddush. Even though b'shar shchitum you thought to shecht it for people that can't eat from the korban, but since you also thought of people that could eat, the korban is kosher. So that's only a chiddush of b'shar during one avoid of the shchitum. So b'zoi, umid the seif of avoid achas, since the next Mishnah is talking about one avoidum, l'chura reishonam of avoid achas. Our Mishnah should also only be talking about during one avoidum. That during one avoid, either shritum or else kabbalah, first you thought lishmoi, and then you thought shalai lishmoi. And like this, our Mishnah has to only go according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Mishnah answers again, no, there's no rai from the next Mishnah to our Mishnah. Fredimara, me the iri, is one talking, one has to do with the other Mishnah. Hokadisa, Vokadisa. Each Mishnah has its own say. Hokadisa, this Mishnah is like it says. Vokadisa, this one is like it says. Say for the next Mishnah, Bavoidachas, true. The other whole Chiddush is only during one Avoidim. Beshash, you're doing the Shechita, the Chiddush is, even though then you have in mind to shecht it for the five people that can't eat, still the korban is kosher, since you also have in mind for the five people that could eat. That's only Chiddush, Beshash, one Avoidim. But I'll tell you, Reisha, the first Mishnah, our Mishnah here, maybe it's talking about both Machshavos took place during one Avoidah, and like this, it has to go only according to Rabbi Yossi, or else maybe no, the Mishnah even goes according to Rabbi Meir, and it's talking about during two different Avoidahs. So first, Bishash Shchita, you thought Lishmoi, good, but then Bishash Kabbalah, you thought Shalai Lishmoi, and that's possible even according to Rabbi Meir. So the kids, so the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. The Gemara blinds by a Shaila, what is our Mishnah talking about? We are put the Shaila, we don't have a real answer for it yet. We're invite another Shaila now. Iboy Elihu, I have a new question now. Pesach sheshochetu v'shar yemois hashono lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi mahu. A korban Pesach is an interesting halacha. A korban Pesach really is a shlomim. That's what it really is. No, b'shash you bring this korban on Erev Pesach, the Bismanoi is considered the Korban Pesach. Let's say you makriv a Korban a month before Pesach, and you say this Korban should be for Korban Pesach. The halacha is, you can still shecht it now before this man if you have in mind to do with the Shem Shlomim. If you have in mind to do with Shalom Lishmo, means, even though I was makdish mechila for Korban Pesach, if I make an Akira, that means I have in mind right now to shecht it Lishem Shlomim, the Korban is kosher. Because really, we'll see later on, every Pesach really is a Shlomim. There's only a Gzeiras HaKosev that when it comes, Erev Pesach, Bismano, it has to be done, L'shem HaKorban Pesach. Well, who then after Pesach? The Pesach went by, and you didn't bring the Korban then? The same thing. After the Pesach, you could also bring your Korban for a Shem Shlomim. But when? If you have in mind, Shalom L'shemoy, you have to think now, I don't want to shecht L'shem HaKorban Pesach, I want to shecht the Shalom L'shemo, L'shem Shlomim. If I have in mind L'shem Shlomim, that's called I'm Oiker, I take off the Shem Pesach, and it remains the Korban Shlomim that it always is. But let's say the opposite way. If you're a day before Erev Pesach, or else after, if you have in mind to do it L'shem HaKorban Pesach, then it's possible. Because a Korban Pesach is only kosher on Erev Pesach itself. It's only kosher Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's the only time you can bring a Korban Pesach. If you bring it the 13th or before that, you can't bring a Korban Pesach then. So you have this Korban Pesach that you amak the shit metchila, you took this set, and you said, I raise you the Korban Pesach, and you're now a week before Pesach. If you have in mind, Shalom L'shmoi, the Korban is kosher. But if you have in mind to do L'shem Pesach, then the Korban is possible. That's in Tosanta Lachom, this is the only case you have it by a Korban Pesach. So we have a Shalom like this, Yiboy Elihu. Pesach sheshachatu b'shah yimoy sashona. There's the rest of the year, not Erev Pesach. You have this Korban Pesach that was huktash, L'shem Korban Pesach, and you shecht it now on a different date. Is L'shmoy. You do it now L'shmoy L'shem Korban Pesach, which is a wrong machshava. That's going to passel this Korban now. V'shaloy L'shmoy. But you also had a mind to do it L'shem Shlomim, which that machshava would make it kosher. That's called an Akira. You're taking off the Shem Pesach of it, and you're leaving it with the Din Shlomim, and then it would be kosher. Maho, what's the loch here? You had these two machshavas, a bad one and a good one. What's the loch? Mi yossi, do we say, mi yossi shlo l'shmoi, the last machshava you thought of shtel shmoy, which is a good machshava that makes it into a shlomin, so that's the ikka machshava o mapik lei midei v'shmoy, and that would take away from the first machshava you thought to make l'shem kovim pesach u machshalei, and then this kovim would be kosher. So even though so far Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir, we didn't have such a man diyama like this. So Rashi says, this is a new shayla now. Maybe when you say something first, here you said first, on 2 weeks before Pesach, you want this to be the Shem Pesach. That's no good. Then you had a mind, no, I want it to be for Shlomim. That is a good machshava. Maybe your second machshava, you take away the first machshava, and we'll only go boss to the second machshava. So then in such case, it should be kosher. That's a new shofet. Is there such a man diyama or not? Yeah. Oiloi. Tomorrow says that was a suffix. Miyasa Mashmah ben Mashmah or Machshalei. Oiloi, you don't say it. Tomorrow Kiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omar Amrisa Lashmaita came with Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Dimi said over this Shiloh, said over this question to Rav Yirmiyah. Hoyalul, and he said like this. Rav Dimi told Rav Yirmiyah like this. Hoyalul Shmoi Mashira Bismani. But on Erev Pesach itself, if you have in mind to do with the Shem Pesach, it's kosher. V'shtel l'shmoi, machshiroi, shloi bizmanei. Now when you have the thought to do it l'shem mishlomim after Pesach or before Pesach, that's what makes it kosher. Now shloi bizmanei, when it's not Erev Pesach, then the machshava shloi l'shmoi, that makes it kosher. So now I'll tell you like this. Ma l'shmoi, just like when you have a machshava on Erev Pesach, l'shmoi to do with the Shem Kovim Pesach, ha machshiroi bizmanei, that when you do that on Erev Pesach Bizmanoi, the korban is kosher. Still we say, Ein moitzi midei shlel l'shmoi. That's what our Mishnah says. If first you had a machshav, you had a thought to do this korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, shlel l'shmoi. First you thought to do it l'shem shlomim. And then you had a mind to do it l'shmo, l'shem korban Pesach. Still the Mishnah says it's possible. So you see, the second machshava cannot rectify the first machshava. Still it's possible. Is af the same thing should apply here also? Av shalei l'shmoi, the same thing, when you have this machshava of this carbon pesach to do it l'shem shlomim, ha machshira shlei bizmanoi, that makes this carbon kosher when it's not Erev Pesach. When it's not Erev Pesach the rest of the year, if you have in mind to bring this carbon l'shem shlomim, the lachri of the carbon is kosher. Still, I'll tell you, ein moitziya midei l'shmoi, it can't take away from the first machshava you had to do it l'shmoi l'shem carbon pesach, upasal, and it'll be pasal. So this is what Rav Dimi told over to Rav Yirmiyah, and as that goes to Svara, that just like on Erev Pesach itself, if you first think Shalei L'Shmoi and then you think L'Shmoi still is possible, who went in the opposite way now, by not on Erev Pesach, if you first think L'Shmoi, which makes it possible, even though later you think Shalei L'Shmoi, you can't make it kosher. That's what Rav Dimi wanted to tell Rav Yirmiyah. So like, what's your question? Of course it's no good. So he answered back, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, I understand the question very good. I'll tell you there's no tsushta, you can't bring me raya from your case. Lo yimamata, it's no good to bring a proof from your case. Because your case is different. Lo not. Imamata, if we say it by your case, shaloi lishmoi, when you first had the machshava on Erev Pesach, you first thought this korban I'm doing now l'shem shlomim. So you made mamash a psul of shaloi lishmoi. That's a tremendous psul. Why? Shekeinoi b'chol azvachim. By all other kachim also there's such a psul. Any carbon you have, a shlomim, a chatis, an oila, if you think shalei l'shmoi, you make a psul in the carbon. Like we said before, a chatis and a pesach is psul agamri. Other carbonis, you could bring the carbon, but the bialim doesn't have the kapora. It's called a psul carbon. So therefore, on Erev Pesach itself, when the psul was what? That you thought shalei l'shmoi, that's a tremendous psul. For that, I'll tell you later when you think l'shmoi, you can't take away that first psul that you made. Tayoma, you want to tell me in our case now, be l'shmoi. We're talking about not Erev Pesach, the rest of the year. You have this korban Pesach. Now here, what makes the korban psul if you think l'shmoi? If you think the shech this korban Pesach, l'shem a korban Pesach, that's what makes it psul. Because today is not Erev Pesach. Such a type of a psul you don't have by any other carbon. There's no other carbon in the world like that. Every other carbon, if you think to do it l'shem chatis, l'shem oilo, l'shem shlomim, of course it's kosher. That's the din. The din is shechted l'shem it's korban. The only time you have such a psul is a modern case of a korban pesach, not an erev pesach. That a korban pesach, not an erev pesach, then, if you think l'shem pesach, that one makes it possible. So that's a new type of a psul, it's not such a strong psul. I tell you, maybe such a psul that's a less of a psul, it was only in the gay elev pesach bavad, maybe here it's different. Maybe over here I'll tell you, since the first psul is not so strong, later when you have in mind to do it shler l'shmoy, that makes it kosher, maybe you could rectify the first machshava, and maybe it would become kosher. So that's why it's a good shayla, we don't have an answer for it. The Gemara says, my heavy law, what's the maskana, what should we really say here? So my Rava said like this, Pesach sheshochetu b'shah yemoy sashona, a korban Pesach that you shech the rest of the year, not during Erev Pesach, is l'shmoy v'shler l'shmoy. In the case where you first shechted l'shmoy, which is a bad machshava, you had a mind to do with the shem of korban Pesach, which makes it possible, because today, not Erev Pesach, you can't bring a korban Pesach. V'shler l'shmoy, then you also had a second thought, which that is a good thought. You had a mind to do it, shler l'shmoy l'shem shlomim, which could make this korban kosher, is halacha kosher, and a chnami attack is kosher. Why? He's saying, I'll bring you a proof now. Rav is saying a svar why. Every korban stomach, if you don't have any thought b'shas you're doing it minastam, the way it is, the normal manner, we say it's always being done l'shem the korban itself. So therefore, korban pesach when it's not erev pesach. Also, when you stam start to shech the korban, we'll say mistoma stam. It's also considered being done l'shem korban pesach. And still we say b'yafilu achi. Still we say ki shochet leib. When you do make the shechita shelo l'shmoy, and you have the fairish in mind to do it l'shem korban shlomim, that is kosher. Alma, what do we see? Also shelo l'shmoy, your second thought like to do this korban shelo l'shmoy, not l'shem pesach, but to do it l'shem shlomim, which is a good machshava, not on erev pesach, or mapik leimidei l'shmoy, and it takes it away from the stam machshava. When you have no thought at all, minastam, like this, we never mind, the general thought is that since this korban is a korban pesach, generally talking, whatever you do is being done for the korban pesach. Or besides, you see clearly that the machshava shler l'shmoy could take away the stam of l'shmoy. I'll tell you what, in the same svar goes, ki shochet nami l'shmoy, even in a case where not stam, he just made a shchita generally, but he really thought, b'shas shchita, he wants to do it l'shmoy. He wants to do it l'shem korban pesach. This shalei l'shmoy, and then he had a second thought to do it kosher, to do it l'shem shlomim. I'll tell you, still it's kosher. I'll tell you, also shalei l'shmoy. The machshava shalei l'shmoy, the second thought comes, umapas le'medei l'shmoy. It takes away from the first thought of l'shmoy. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. That just like when you do something stam, which generally is l'shem pesach, still when you do it shler l'shmoy, that machshava makes it kosher. So adim, when first you thought b'shas shchita to do it mamash l'shem korban pesach, and then right away you change the mind to do it l'shem l'shler l'shmoy l'shem shlomim, it also becomes kosher. Since now it's not erev pesach, now if you do it shler l'shmoy, that makes it kosher. That's what Rava wanted to say. So amalei Ravada barava l'Rava. Ravada Rava said back to Rava, no, dil matei, maybe it's different. Shani heichod yomar, meichod lo yomar, there's a big difference. In the case of stam means you didn't say anything. At the beginning of the shechita, true, you didn't think l'shem shlomim, but you didn't think positively l'shem pesach. So if you didn't think positively, that's different. Mashen came where you did think positively that it should be done l'shem pesach, then it's possible. Then it won't help you anymore to have a machshava shlo l'shmo. There's a difference of stam and machshava. Says dil mashani echad yomer, in a case where you said exactly you want it to be done l'shem a korban pesach, me'echad lo yomer, from a case where you did not say it should be done l'shem korban pesach. What's the raya? I bring you a raya for this. Tiholi oichlov v'shalali oichlov. In a case where you thought that you're shechting it now, that this korban should be for the people that could eat and for the people that can't eat, that we say it's kosher. The korban is kosher. Yeah? Now, v'chol heicha t'shochat le'shle loichlov, l'chudei posel. But if you shecht the korban just with the machshava, that only for the people that can't eat the korban should use it, then the korban is posel. That's the halacha. If you only have in mind b'shas shchita that you want the people that can't eat to eat from this carbon, the carbon is possible. Like we said before, a carbon pesach has to be that people could eat from it. If nobody can eat from it, the carbon is possible. Now the kasher is v'amai. Why is the carbon possible in such a case? Every time when you stam shech the carbon, stam you also think loichlov koi for the people that could eat from it. So why is it possible then? Let it say minastam you had in mind to shecht it for the people that could eat from it. So even if later you thought for the people that can't eat from it, still it should be kosher. Because when you have these two machshavis, loichlov and shloi loichlov, the carbon is kosher. So now that you're only thinking out shloi loichlov, still it should be kosher. Because minastam, generally talking, when you first started the shechita, at the beginning of the shechita, before you had your wrong machshava, generally talking, the machshava was that it should be geshochten for the people that could eat from it. So why is the carbon possible then? Ella, what do you have to answer to me? That there's a difference. Shani heche di yomer, there's a difference where you speak it out, then it's possible. Meheche di lo yomer, from the case where you don't say it. In other words, when you say clearly, I want a shecht now for loichlov, people that could eat, and then I say shloi loichlov, then it's kosher. Because I spoke it out, loichlov, that's what makes it kosher. But in the case with stam, at the beginning I made a shechita, I didn't have anything in mind. Even though min stam, you also think, generally talking, it's being done for the people that could eat, but you didn't speak it out. Now we say, if you only speak out, you're shechting it, shloi loichlov, for the other five people that can't eat, the carbon is possible. Why is it possible? Because when you have stam and you're talking, you only look at what you say. Since all you said was you want a shecht now for the people that can't eat from the carbon, therefore the carbon is possible. Even though you also had a stam machshava. So you see, stam means nothing where you spoke out. It's hokinami, by us also. Shani hechid yomar, mehechid lo yomar. There's no sushtam. When you say stam should be done l'shem pesach, and then you speak out the favorish shalei l'shem pesach, then it's kosher. Because what you say stam doesn't mean too much. Mashenkin, when you first spoke out the favorish that you wanted to be done mamish l'shem korban pesach, and it's not erev pesach now, so that's the machshava that passes. Later, when you think shalei l'shma, you can't make a kosher anymore. So that's what Rav Adam Bar Rava answered back Rava. Omalei, so Rava said back to Rav Adam Bar Rava, no, me the ira. What's the raya one to the other? Bishlei mahosa matay is different by oichlov. I'll tell you. Kama dolo yocholei b'shchita stomei vada l'shmoi koi. A korban pesach is different. A korban pesach calls a man you didn't think that it should be done l'shem shlomim metchila this korban was huktash to shem a korban pesach. So there's a stam that generally talking, if you don't think into it, it's being done for the purpose of a korban pesach. Because that's what you first makdish it for. So there's a good stammer to say it was done l'shem korban pesach, and elohocha stammer l'oichlov koi. But here you want to ask me a question to say that I see stam doesn't mean anything. No, what's the case of stam? You bring me right doesn't mean anything. When first you thought l'shem oichlov min astam, and then when you only spoke out shloi l'oichlov, there we say it's possible. The question is, why is it possible? You also saw at the beginning stammer l'oichlov. The Torah says that's not called the stam at all. Why? Because Dilma Mim Shchehani V'Yosi Achrin Yamim Alayu. There's a halacha that the korban pesach you could change. At the beginning, five people bought the korban. They had a mind it's going to be their korban. They'll eat from it. And then later, right before the shechita, they changed their mind. They were allowed to pull themselves back from this korban and say we'll bring another korban. So Matchila, when you shech the korban, like the Kohen or the Yisrael, doesn't really know who the Bailam is. It's never considered I'm only shechting for these people, because even though I knew yesterday they bought the korban, maybe today they changed their mind and somebody else took over the korban. The Tanan we learned, Nimnin, you could appoint new people, O Moishkin, take off the old people, as should they in the hands be men from the korban, Achi Yishkat. Cause the man you didn't make the shechita yet, you could appoint new people and take off the old people. So therefore, by stammer to say you're shechting for the original owners that could eat, we don't have such a stammer. Because you don't know who the owners are. The owners could change any second. Mashenki, in my case, Robert says, I have a good raya though. Because this korban was huktash for the purpose of a korban pesach. So stam is brought for korban pesach. Still we say, when you think shalei l'shmoi, it's kosher. So we see the machshava shlo lishmoi takes away from the psul of lishmoi. That's the way Rava holds. So the Mori Boilu, I have another shaila now. He Boilu who? Pesach sheshochatu b'sha yemois hashona. What about a korban Pesach that you shech the rest of the year? Not on Erev Pesach. So we said, the rest of the year it's a korban Pesach, but it has a din shlomim. See, if you have a machshava shlo lishmoi, you think to do it l'shem shlomim, the korban becomes kosher. What about if you didn't think shlo lishmoi, you didn't think l'shem Pesach, l'shem shlomim, but you had another thought? Pesach shochat b'sha yemois hashona b'shima b'aylam. Originally, Reuven owned this korban. Now you're thinking now to shech l'shem Reuven, l'shem Shimon. What's the locha? Mal. What's the locha? Shinu b'aylim k'shinu kodesh domi. By regular kodshim, that's also the psul. At the beginning, the first Mishnah Zvachim says there are two general cases of psulim by kodshim. One is, if it's a korban oila, and you think to do it l'shem shlomim, that means shinu kodesh, that's one psul. Another psul is shinu b'aylim. Usually by every korban, there's the owner to the b'aylim. He's the one that brought it. He's the one that gets the kapara, gets the forgiveness from it. So let's say the Kohen thought that this is the Reuven's korban, and instead of shechting l'shem Reuven, he shechting l'shem Shimon. The lachra that also makes the psul. The korban is also possible. So what about you took this korban Pesach, and you bring it now the rest of the year? So lachra is, kol zaman the korban is kosher for korban Pesach, it's possible right now. Because right now is not the time for korban Pesach. But if you bring it with a machshava that passes it from a korban Pesach, then it does become kosher. Because that's called the akira. In other words, you're taking off it the din of a korban Pesach, and you're letting it stay with its din shlamim. So now, shinu kodesh, that for sure is good. If you think now, I don't want to shech l'shem a korban Pesach, but rather I want to have in mind to do it l'shem shlamim, that's very good. Because you're taking off the shem Pesach, and you're letting it stay with its shem shlamim, it's kosher. What about you didn't think the shem shlamim, you just thought you wanted to change the ownership of the korban? Like you know this is Reuven's korban, and you have in your mind now I'm shechting it for Shimon. What's the shayla? Now, shino b'aylam k'shino kodesh domi, just like by all other kodeshim, this also makes the korban possible. Melo mach shalei. Melo here also the korban should become kosher. In other words, the achronim say the yisoy, that a korban Pesach the rest of the year is kosher, it's not the pshat that you have to like really take off the shame korban Pesach and put on it a shame korban shlomim. It's enough that you pass it for Pesach. Once you make this korban not kosher for korban Pesach, automatically it gets a din shlomim. Like we're saying, a korban Pesach really is a korban shlomim. Just it has something extra on it. Not only a poshut korban shlomim, it's also a korban Pesach. Now if you take off the psul, you make a posul for korban Pesach, automatically it becomes kosher for shlomim. That's the shalir also. If you make a shinu b'aylim, you shecht it with the wrong thought for the wrong ownership. So for the real korban Pesach, it's a posul korban. So once this korban is posul for korban Pesach, that automatically takes off the extra din that it has of a korban Pesach, and what does it remain with? With din of a shlomim. So maybe it should become kosher. That was his sophic. Amra Papa, so our Papa says, Amrisa l'shmaite kaim with the Rava. I told over my shal according to Rava. Hoyel b'shinu kodesh poislib is manim, b'shinu b'aylam poislib is manim. They both pasul on Erev Pesach. Ma shinu kodesh, just like shinu kodesh, she poislib is manim, machshiru liachas manim. After Erev Pesach, if you shech the korban the same shlomim, it's kosher. I tell you in Svarim, ask shinu b'aylam the same thing. She poislib is manim, if on Erev Pesach itself, you shech this korban l'shem a different owner, so Pesach is possible. Machshir liachas manoy. Maybe that also makes this korban Pesach now kosher when it's not Erev Pesach. Because to make it kosher now just means pasul it for korban Pesach. Therefore, what is it? A korban shlomim, and a shlomim you could bring today. But Yomla, you answer me back, no. I'll tell you there's no sushi. You can't learn out one from the other. Lo yimamata b'shinu kodesh shekem sula begufay. Shinu kodesh is a psul in the actual korban itself. Instead of thinking for a shlomim, you thought for an oilam. V'yeshna ba'ab avoidis. Any one of the dalal avoidis, shchita, zrika, kabbalah, halacha, you could have a machshava of shinu kodesh. V'yeshna lachem isam. Even after the owner dies, and the bonim yashin it, still there's a psul shinu kodesh. V'yeshna b'sibu kibbalah.